Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Profound statement, and I hope that some of us caught it. And that statement is that the nature of wisdom will be distilled in alignment with your spiritual composition. That means when God's power and presence comes upon you, it will take a form that is unique to your calling. It will take a form that is unique to your spiritual nature. There's a way everybody responds uniquely to God. Please, are we together now? So you need to understand your spiritual uniqueness, your unique selling point spiritually, you know, so that you know how to reach God and relate with Him in the most efficient way. For instance, there are people who know when they really want to connect with God, it is 12 midnight to 3 a.m. Now, can I also suggest to you that for Jesus, that was His time. So that is a good time to adopt. However, if the nature of your job involves working around heavy machines, or you have clients that are very sensitive, and their expansion joint for failure is very low, they are not very patient, I would not recommend you are doing 12 midnight to 3 a.m. I would recommend some other things. For instance, for your prayer to be effective, some rules must be met. Number one is that you must settle in your heart who you are coming to meet. Number two is the law of sacrifice, that when you say you want to pray unto God, you must put aside other things. This is one lesson this generation has failed to understand, that you can't mix God. You can't. There was this giant that the king saw in the book of Daniel, and the king at his feet, the dream, he had part of clay and part of iron. And do you know this? Do you know that story? Maybe I should leave my message and go to that one. Because some of you are looking at me. Some of you only read Psalms and Isaiah. You don't read Daniel. They are not here. They are online. There was an image that the king saw. And God was trying to communicate prophetic meaning on the future to that nation. Now, there's something you must also understand in the way God operates. If a nation is representing like the major economic power of a time, the communications of God will be coming to that nation, not because that nation is righteous, but because of the significance of what that nation represents. So now you can expect that some of the prophecies that will be coming out for the nations, the voice of God to the nations, will involve countries like China and Russia, not just the US. Let's not talk about Nigeria. Because Nigeria's problem is not the devil, it's us. Most people who complain online about how terrible the government is are just waiting for their opportunity to steal. Some of them are demons. They are Judases in the making. And it's amazing, Judas stole so much, Jesus didn't even talk about it. I think somewhere in Jesus' mind he gave up. That this one is a serial thief. His assignment was to steal. He was born to steal. The Bible says he used to help himself with the money. For those of you that say it is wrong to give men of God money, why did Jesus have a purse? If the money was just 10 naira, he didn't need a treasurer. That means when he ministered, he got lots of money. So he had to appoint one of the apostles as a specialist in keeping money. And it was not Matthew, who was a tax consultant. That you studied computer engineering, it does not translate to the fact that that's where God will send you. God can send you to sweep. whatsoever your hand findeth to do, do it with all. So I need you to understand that just the same way God relates with nations, He relates with men. If God looks at your area and finds that in that area your life is becoming very significant, the way you choose to order your steps is such that you are looking like somebody that could become very significant, the angels of God will now begin to gather around you. Satan too will be looking for a way to get into your space, because they can see that there is a way this man has chosen to order his steps. In fact, the scripture says to us that Mark... No, not that scripture. There's a scripture that talks about how a righteous man orders his steps. Alright? But that's not my focus for today. He said how a righteous man orders his steps. There's a way you choose to walk, and the heavens begin to take notice of you. So when some of us complain and say, God, why have you abandoned me? You should check your steps. Wisdom is the commodity of the marketplace, which means that in any area where you are rejected, don't cry. Ask yourself, what am I bereft of? It may not be knowledge. You may know how to do what you do, but you may not understand the proper application. In the market, there's only one way to make profit. Buy low, sell high. Simple. There are times it will be better to stay away from the market. Just stay away. Go and do other things. Sleep. Watch movies. Because there is something you are looking for in the market, and those conditions have not been satisfied. There was a reason why even when Jesus came to the earth, they tried to kill him so many times, but they could not, because the timing was not right. And when it was time, God himself handed over Jesus to them. So the marketplace wisdom is something that when it is missing from your life, you will be very frustrated as a person, because you will not be able to. You may be doing well spiritually, where every time you pray you feel God's presence, you're always enjoying God, but this other area of your life is filled with darkness, and many times it's not God. There's a knowledge gap. Now, in the first service I was sharing with us, and I was talking about how that once you understand your spiritual makeup, build your life around that. A few weeks ago, I was sharing with us, and some of us were laughing, and I said, do you notice that when you watch a film like Spider-Man, some of you don't watch films, you only watch Odunlade and there's one boy I've been seeing online now, Timmy or something. You know him. I was setting trap for you. Was set trap for you. People have time, and you say Nigeria is sad, you are watching Timmy. Okay. Next week, the message is titled, Love Not the World. Is it? I mean, just be serious, this guy. God have mercy. Sometimes, if you want to waste your time, that's the kind of movie you should watch. Because we know the storyline, but we just want to watch it. For the video quality, not the storyline. Yeah. Now, I was trying to say something. I want you to follow me because I want to touch on something. Until you become excellent of spirit at what you do, there are kings of the earth that will not look at you. If you like, go on social media and tell them this is what you do. A lot of people make noise on social media. If you have to make noise, you are lightweight. If you have to make noise, you are lightweight. If you have to make too much noise, you are empty. You have to understand these things. Go to Dangote's group on LinkedIn. Then go to Dangote's personal... Okay, somebody bring out your phone. Look for Dangote on, if you can, on LinkedIn. And check how many followers he has. Then go to Dangote group. Please, if you can, if you have network on your phone, try to check. Then you will see that it is possible for a man to be bigger than his company. Dangote is not the gospel, but scripture says we can look at things in nature and we learn. For the mere reason that Dangote cannot open his mouth, and despite all the problems we have in the church, Dangote cannot open his mouth and speak against the body of Christ. You are too small to correct the body. You are too small. You may not know. You think you have an opinion because of 20 MB. Don't we all know there's a problem in the church? But who are the church? Is it not you and I? That means we are the problem. I stay here till very late on Sunday evenings, and I know many times that the church is not a building. Because by the time I'm going, I'm usually alone with just Pastor Tokwe and one other person. Everywhere is empty. The church is not a building, it's an organism. It's the people that we call church. It's not the buildings. The building is a church building. Do you know that in spite of all those guys did to Daniel when they put him in trouble, Daniel never said one word against them? You know, I said there's a lifestyle of the palace. That's one of it. Daniel knew what those guys did, though. That they actually took steps to destroy him. So much that the king's hands were tied. In the palace, you don't talk too much. The walls have ears. If you are somebody that when you're upset, it is on your social media, we know. The kings will be scared to relate with you. You have to... Please, can I talk to somebody this morning? I'm talking about the lifestyle of the palace. If everything that goes on in your life, because of me, they say, hi, fans, I just want to share with you how I start my day. I don't care. Care about how your day started. I have things to do. And you won't blow like this. Nobody cares about how you look, what you are selling, what you are not selling. People ask only one question. Is this thing going to solve a problem for me? Simple. If you are not solving problem, don't worry about how your day started. You should go, like, maybe you are the one who needs to look at how you actually run your day. If you are a prophet, the call of God upon you must be such that your life is now tailored in a way that you become a very intuitive person. Even when you are in the midst of people, you must find that place where your heart is always on the Lord. Because that is your connection point. If you are an apostle in the marketplace, when I say apostle, I mean somebody that God has sent forth and empowered to make money and to do business. You know, the Bible, Jesus said, do business till I come. That word occupy, it means do business till I come. So if Jesus has put you in a particular space, maybe in the food business or entertainment business, and he said, do business, what he's saying is, represent me here till I come. And then you go into that entertainment world and feel that in order for you to scale, you have to be like the world. The world system is very wicked. It will punish you. Because the world loveth their own. It's in the Bible. He said the world loveth their own. They don't love you. They love their own. They know you are just here. You are not part of them. There's one popular girl that won Zip Something Nigeria. This musical contest that they do for young talent. It's a talent hunt thing. The guest name is Chidima. Project Fame. And most of the big boys, I'm using all these people you can know, you relate with, so that you understand what I'm saying. That girl became such a sensation. All the bad boys in Hollywood and Zollywood and musicwood in Nigeria were flocking around her. They could tell that this girl was innocent. You see, your innocence has value. They could tell that this one was untouched. You know, because guys talk. We don't talk in front of you, but we talk. So they know among themselves that there's nobody in this industry that can say, oh, that I've been with that girl. So they know. The reason why the big boys were fighting her to get into her space, the guy now came and they say she's born again. Since that day, did you hear her name?
No.
Has she done anything that the world celebrated? The world loved their own. Loved their own. All that noise, every major show, talent show, any music show, you will see her face. Since the day they get stood publicly and said, I've decided to follow Jesus. Did you see Flavor? Did you see all those boys? Because the world loved it. The world is designed in a way to love its own. The same way it is God's responsibility to defend you and to love you. So stop trying to impress people that are not sent to you. They are not sent to you. This is the mistake we make. We now realize that you try so hard to break through in business. You now notice after some years that you've crossed the line. You've crossed the line. Now you can't go back. Because if you go back, you will lose everything in one day. One day. I was sharing with somebody, I don't know if it was in this church or I don't know, somebody I was praying with, I don't know, some more recently. Dangote Group. Hallelujah. Dangote Group. We have somebody here who works in Dangote. He's not here now. 228,000 followers. And they have 563 posts. 500. They are working so hard. Somebody is working for his money. There's a social media manager there. Dangote, only two posts. 586,000. Times two, but it doesn't post. Think now, you know you want to blow. Just be thinking as I'm saying it. Hello? Look at this figure. Who do you think has value? The temple or the Lord of the temple? Are you playing? Go and work on yourself. You have just one opportunity to stand before kings and their perception of you. That's it. That perception will never change because they are not your mentors. They are in the marketplace to do what they have to do. Can you do it cheaper? Can you do it better? Can you do it faster? Those are the three questions. Can you do it cheaper? Can you do it better? Can you do it faster? Those are the three questions. Not, sir, you can ask from us, from one of our clients, somewhere in Maryland. Are you serious? Are you serious? Are you seriously asking me to go ask? You just got SPA. Okay, round up with him. Round up with him. He's going. No time. come to, where is that place we went to the other day? That club at Ikoyi. Ikoyi Club. And you run into a hotel dollar there. They asked me to come there and be playing tennis. But I asked myself, I look at the people there. They ask, sorry, how much? They say it's not just about how much. Somebody must refer you. You don't worry if Ralph's here. The people of this world knows what it means to build system around their wealth, around their relationships, because they know for you to remain in the game you are playing, you must continue to network. You must continue. It's not the money, it's the relationships you are building over time. So when you get trigger happy, because a lot of us are trigger happy, you always feel inclined to post and send things. You don't understand the game yet. This man only has two posts since the beginning of LinkedIn. Mark Zuckerberg's sister is one of the partners in Facebook, but she uses Twitter. I want you to be tracking with me. Because some of you don't know that you waste your time. You don't know. You don't know. You think you are catching cruise. you have not grown. When you grow, we will see it in your tongue. The kind of things you say. If your posts are not directly helping anybody, as an apostle in the marketplace, you are either giving us business value or you are giving us spiritual content. Simple. I know a particular man, he's 65 years old in the US, and he's a businessman, and he trains business people, and he tells them, all my business ideas, I got them from the Bible. So if you want to come to my training, and you don't like people quoting the Bible, don't come, and I'm not interested in changing because of you. He can say that because he has built the leverage. Don't call for a gunfight when if what you have is a pistol. For a gunfight, you are not ready. When the battle starts, you start. You'll be the one shouting foul, foul, foul. But it's penalty. It's not actually a fight. We are going to score you. When Joseph stood, and you need to understand that for everything God does in your life secretly, He wants to replicate it publicly. Do you understand what I'm saying? Anything God does in your life privately. Huh? I know people who should be in ministry, and I know why they are not in ministry now, but I can't tell them. They can minister healing, they can minister deliverance, they are very good, but I know why God said not yet. Because if you are not emotionally matured, you will embarrass God, embarrass yourself, and put the church in a difficult position. So God said, you know what, just be loving me here. You know I love you, right? So just be worshiping me, don't worry. This is serious business. We are contending for the lives of nations. There are people that will never come to church. No matter what you say, you will see them at the marketplace. That is why God wants to send you there. It's not because God is interested in making you a billionaire. Huh? Your value is not in your bank account, it's in your father. Your value is in your father, who your father is. Your value is in who your father is, and your father is God. That's all. When the Israelites were leaving Egypt, God commanded them to collect gold, right?
Yes.
From the Egyptians. Oh, and they collected. You must know how to collect when it's time. Oh, please, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
How do you bill a client? You bill a client, number one, based on his value. Number two, the prospect, the vision you have for that customer. Like, maybe you want him to be a customer that would, a client that puts you on a retainership. You consider so many things. Everything is not about pricing. You look at this guy. Is this somebody you will like to be associated with? Is this somebody that can recommend you? Is this somebody that can bring all his friends to your office and say, oh yeah, we are here, come and attend to us? And they will all pay in, like, they'll pay in six digits and above. Don't relate with a client as if this one time, I will so drain you, I will have to take you home myself. Some people, you can see the money in their eyes. Someone say, I see the love here. It's not. So you can see the money in their eyes, like this one. As a Christian, why should you give your sister a price and she feels the need to verify? Why? Except that you're a fraudster.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You're a scammer and a scammy. Listen to me. When people relate with you, I want you to know that everybody's relating with you because they have an idea about who you are. It's not about what you can do. Somebody else can do that thing that you are doing. Why should we be in church and we cannot even refer ourselves? And say, they never do a strong thing. Why should you give me, why should you relate to me as if we have nothing together? There's nothing between us, which is Christ. This thing is valued at 1 naira, you start with 7 naira, because you expect me to price and it comes down to 5 naira. Then I now go out later. The problem is not the pricing, it's you, your value. You are not strong enough to be charging that thing you are charging. You are not strong enough. That's the problem. It's not the pricing. You are not strong enough to be saying that amount you are mentioning is too heavy for your mouth. As an apostle in the marketplace, you should learn how to go into a business meeting with revelation. God has told you what this person's problem is. Don't go into a business meeting and say, Shahela Masianda Hataba. So I was coming to the Holy Spirit. Are you normal? Something wrong with you? Sorry, sir, before we go into this, can I just prophesy? You will prophesy, you, but that's the last thing you will do. When Joseph stood before Pharaoh, he didn't pray. He didn't prophesy. He didn't make his gift look like a prophecy. He distilled the gift from a raw gift of revelation, dreams and revelation, into wisdom, and then from wisdom, understanding. Because that's what Pharaoh needs. He doesn't need all this. We'll have to look at the economic indices. You know, when you see the strong bullish candles and they are going green and ogre. Do you have the solution to this problem? I hear all these things you are saying. Have you seen economic finance books that after 100 pages, you don't know what they are even talking about? Consultants do it deliberately. Programmers do it deliberately. So you just say, okay, let's put the book aside. What exactly are we talking about here? The same reason why doctors write the way they write. So that you only a pharmacist can interpret that writing. Say, for the Lord has spoken, who can but prophesy? So when with the language, the ability to prophesy is the grace given to prophets to interpret the writings of God, which no man, you will see it, but you don't know what it means. Have you thought about what is the wisdom? Why, how come Joseph was able to interpret? What were the things he saw? He saw fat calves, cows, then he saw lean ones. Excuse me, why didn't he say 3 months? Why didn't he say 3 days? Why didn't he say 7 years? Do you understand what I'm saying? How was Joseph able to see that 7 as years? 7 years of plenty, 7 years of lean. How was he able to, without blinking? That level of accuracy is what I came to talk about this morning. You don't become a father to Pharaoh with prayer point. Pharaoh will see that this boy passed me. It's no matter of it. This guy just looks like he's young. He's my father. Eh? When the king of there says, you are my father, introduces you as his father, and people look at you, young boy. If you are expecting those people to say, as you are going now, dress well, shave, you are still waiting for the Spirit to tell you where you are going. Go and order for a new pair of suits. You are waiting for the Spirit to tell you that where you are going, nobody needs your craziness there. Obama was invited to come to see, what's this black president? Zuckerberg was invited to meet with Obama. Zuckerberg only wears t-shirt. So they called him, Oga, where we are going? Say, no, you can't change because of anybody. They say, you are meeting the president, the POTUS, the president of the United States. You can't come like this. They say, lifestyle of the palace. If you want to stay in the palace long enough, go and learn the lifestyle. In the palace, you don't talk too much. You will see many things, but nobody will hear it from your mouth. You will see the secret of the king. You will know the king is fighting with his wife. It must not be heard. The king's problem is now your problem. Can you do that? Even in that office where you are, can your boss look at you and just say, this lady is my emotional support here. She's reliable. She doesn't avoid work because she has headache. As I told my wife, text message has no emotion. Don't send text to your boss. I told her, I'm so sorry, boss. I can't come. Excuse me. Can you call me? I'm not your husband, so call me. Let me hear your voice. Let me see you are dying. Let me hear that you are dying. Because text message has no emotion. Okay, fine. You can stay away from work, but should we take that of your salary? That makes perfect sense. Because so Imboma will not pay you shishi if you don't work for it. It's only in this place you say, oh, God, just understand. The lifestyle of the palace, you will not get it in the palace. You have to start building it before you get there. Come on, say, Lord, bless me with wisdom. Wisdom is a spiritual commodity. It's not something you find on the street. The Bible says, wisdom crieth in the streets. I think that should be Proverbs chapter 8, verse 1. Give me Proverbs 8, 1. Wisdom crieth in the street. But you see, wisdom is always despised. The same way I'm talking now, somebody will still go out and do something else tomorrow. This tomorrow, Monday, or like, somebody will still go and do something and suffer for it. Does not wisdom cry? The voice of understanding, look at it. Give me verse 2. She standeth at the top of high places. The high places are where you find altars.
Yes, sir.
This is the resting place of oracles.
Yes, sir.
Who told you wisdom is motivational speaking? She standeth by the way in the place of the past. Verse 3. She crieth at the gates. The gates are the place where decisions are made. People decide about you. This is why some clients can never come to you. They've seen your social media status. They know you are not responsible. You are too loud. They know. They won't come. They would rather die than come to you. Go and and learn this thing. Don't allow your current work environment where you are working make you become very passive and dull. If there's no work, find work for yourself. Start challenging yourself. The marketplace is extremely agile now. It's extremely, you just spend your time doing something, they'll tell you that the market has moved from that. Nobody's looking at it again. You have to be flexible and adaptable. Go and first understand, and I said this in the first service, for those of you that are asking, what kind of job should I do? What kind of career should I pursue? Look at your basic body chemistry, your spiritual nature. What are the things that come naturally to you? Build your life, because you will do, the moment you tailor your career and your business along those lines, you will be doing those things effortlessly. I did not realize how difficult it was to speak for 2 hours. You know, I've been speaking all my life. I've been talking all my life. Only God knows how many messages I've preached in this church in the last 9 years. I was invited to preach in a church in Ibadan. And the spiritual father of the pastor that invited me was also coming for that meeting. But I didn't know him. I knew him because the person said that's his spiritual father, but I'd never met him. But the spiritual father is a real spiritual father. He told him, give me the name of the guest minister. The man went to look for me online. It's not all of these things we do. You just throw names around. Say somebody is your spiritual father and he's afraid to talk to you. He's not your father. He's your colleague. There are people that, even though they call me their pastor, I cannot correct them. Because they'll be angry with me. And I don't want them to be angry with me. I want them to love me. So I'll just leave them. The Lord will guide you. Thank God we all have the Holy Spirit. If you call someone your father, the person must have access to your wife, have access to your children. Don't joke. People are just fluffy, you know. You just throw words around. If you know what it means for someone to be your spiritual father, somebody, you know what it means? Eh? You won't throw it around. My father, you won't throw it around. This pastor went online, and in those days we used to do Wednesday Bible study. He sat and listened to my messages, He was listening. I said, you have time, Mo. I know sometimes, some of those online meetings, I used to lose my craze sometimes. I know, even if you don't tell me, I know. Because sometimes after I finish, and I come back to myself, oh God, small. The pastor somewhere, when I was preaching, he came in Ibadan. When I finished, he now came up. He said, I want to appreciate this man of God. He said, I've gone online to look. He had to confess. He said, I listened to your message. He said, if I found you to be inconsistent, your pastor friend would have called you and said, you are not coming again. I will call him and say, remove that person. Keep, if you like, keep saying your mind. You think social media is for you to say your mind. Your customers will go there and find you to be very stupid. We'll go online and find this person is erratic. He doesn't have stable behavior. If we look at our social media, we should know something. Oh, maybe you like dogs. You like pets. Not like you have a live video how you killed a cat that you caught in your compound. Because cats are supposed to be witches. So you caught a cat and then you did a video because you want to train on how you are able to kill the cat or a bird. So I love shooting birds with a ding gun. And you say you are going to the palace. We are sending you back to the village. You are not going anywhere. Who are you? Come and say there's a lifestyle and character of the palace. That story I was sharing this first service about the special assistant to the Senate president. Do you know that the special assistant to the Senate president, this current one, he sees my status every day. Every day. When I went to his state the last time, I told him, this is my hotel, come and meet me. He was an House of Assembly member then. Unfortunately, I had several meetings, we couldn't meet. But do you know that this recently that somebody said, oh, they are trying to reach this special assistant to the Senate president, and they say Pastor Gbenga knows the person. Do you know if I was a useless person? People threw my name in a meeting and said, if we reach him, this man will ask, because they've been sending him messages, he did not respond. I've not even spoken to him in over a year. And I simply told them, send him a message now as you are talking. I said, Pastor Gbenga is saying hello. He did not respond to that message. He called me. There's a lifestyle of the palace. It's not when you get there. You must get used to walking properly. Don't walk like an Igbo smoker. Are you tracking? The essence of training Daniel and his friends for 3 years was to teach them the lifestyle of the palace. But most importantly, is that when people gather at the palace, they do not come empty. They come backed up with powers. Most of those guys who challenged Daniel were strong worshippers of idols. His prayer was already creating a problem for them. They said, there is no way we will be able to. This guy has taken our influence away. The source of Daniel's wisdom was in his prayer and his consecration. You must understand this thing. You must understand it. That there is a wisdom that can be given to you for that industry you are in. And that industry is not, that wisdom is not to make you average. It is to make you of an excellent spirit. Come on, say amen. I hope this message is not too hard, though. I'm just trying to, I'm keeping it real. I saw one program, keeping it real. On DSC. Say, keeping it real. She will not do her finger like this. They've pushed her out now. And keep it real till you get into trouble. Those secular musicians you like listening to, I hope you know they cancel themselves.
Yeah.
The moment you start behaving in a particular way and they feel threatened, like my brother that married Sister K.
Yeah.
When he started talking, they said he has gone mad. The word loveth, it's not about you. The things those guys are doing, you can't do it. The altars they stand before in the middle of the night, you can't stand there. Then somebody releases a song or releases a video on YouTube today, overnight, 7 million views. And you are playing. Says, I one day I will be like, you can't do it. It's grace powder. You can't. You know grace powder. Some of you know grace powder. I have it too. Don't come to me, I don't have anything. Go and watch Grace Powder online. Say movie. I watched it with my family. Say so. There's Grace Powder. Once you use it, customers will be patronizing you. And when you ask them, they say it's God. Which God? It's easy for me to come here and not tell you these things because I don't want to offend you. But I'm telling you, as you climb higher, the floor gets very slippery. Very slippery. There was one man, he used to run a very big media company in Lagos. And then he went into politics and started speaking against the government in power. So they ensured he lost the next election. Then they went after him. With everything they, you know, Baba doesn't talk. They just put toothpick here. But Baba doesn't talk. He understands that the palace, you don't talk. Just know in your mind what you want to do. In fact, one day we took the picture like that, we put it online. They went after him, the one on the island. They went after the other one around Ijayos. They went today. Those who used to be the popular TV stations in Lagos as we were growing up, they've been reduced to nothing because the king does not bear the sword in vain. It's in the Bible. The king does not bear the sword in vain. Now, let me drill down here because I really want to help you guys. So now that we've gotten this issue of the lifestyle palace thing out of the way, you will now know that there are conversations you must not get involved with, even if it's in the restroom. Those people you are talking to are the ones that will report the matter to the king. Now, when Daniel was being accosted, they wanted to arrest him and they will take him and his friends to be jailed and subsequently killed. How can it be that Daniel, with all this anointing, will be killed like a fowl? Daniel said to the king's bodyguard, he said, give me one night. He said, why is the king's command so hasty? He said, give me one night. They said, no, we can't give you one night. He said, take me to the king. Come on, say just one night. That's about 6 to 12 hours. Give me one night. I hope you know that that request is significant. Because in the book of Genesis chapter 1, the scripture says the night and the morning were what? One. So when you say good night, it's a day. When you do another 12 hours, it's another day. It's just that one is day, one is night. So Daniel, what Daniel was asking for is that the nightmare belongs to spirits. That's when we transact. Now that we are talking, you know, we can't really do much. But at night, when spirits gather, we will make a request for your file. They will tell us your dream. That one you forgot. I will come back and tell you. How can Daniel be so confident that if he enters his prayer room, he will not come back the way he went in? That means Daniel has mastered the art of prayer. He knows how long certain things will take. He will tell you this one is 3 days fasting. If you like, share your revelation, for we have all things in Christ. We are always... Daniel will be laughing. You know, you are still on the street. We are in the palace. We know the way bureaucracy works. We know that we can have a good idea, and for that thing to move from this office to the other office will take 3 weeks because of people, not because the thing cannot move, but people will block the arrangement. They are waiting for something, kulele. Or maybe they don't even like you. Do you know some of you have promotion letters hanging somewhere now? Oh. I say some of you have letters hanging somewhere. You are not even aware. So the letter is in the heart of the owner of the business who wants to push you forward. There's somebody say, sir, don't bless the guy somehow. They form a roadblock. And you are not aware. And you are going to lie and say, whatever will be, will be. Eh? Who said that? You are playing, no? How did Daniel, oh my God, how did Daniel master, how, what made him so confident that he would say to Busayo, give me one night? There's something you must know about, and after this series, I will come back and talk about this. One of the secrets to Daniel's life was that he prayed with the watches. If you don't understand what I just said, leave it. I will come back. Daniel prayed with the watches. There's a prayer watch of 12 midnight, 3 a.m., which was the prayer window for Jesus. So you may want to play in that area if you are serious about prayer. It's like you are feeling this. You know something. There's a prayer watch of 12 a.m., 3 a.m. that Jesus used. So when people tell you it's not about prayer, just respect them, go away. Because there are levels you will never touch. Never. You will continue to be a motivational speaker if you don't know that prayer watch. Do you know what a prayer watch is? Huh? Do you know what a watchman is? Someone that keeps vigil when others are sleeping. When Habakkuk said, I will stand upon my watch. It is his own watch. His own watch. It may not be your watch. Habakkuk knew the time he could find God. He knew that around those window opportunities of three hours, spiritual activities get more intense. He knows. After Jesus prayed until 3 a.m., he walked on water. He didn't do it at 2 a.m. He didn't do it at 1 a.m. The boys were sinking. Jesus walked on water 3 a.m. Follow the watches. When Peter was going to heal the man by the temple gate, it was around the prayer, the hour of prayer. It's there in the Bible. He said Peter was going to, at the hour of, he was to the temple at the hour of prayer.
the spiritual activity, you will not know. Because you're a TikTok star, you will not know. Because I wish somebody will hear me this morning. You see, because I told you, the marketplace is a congregation of spirits. If you come empty, you will be the first to be wasted.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
They will weigh you.
Yes, sir.
They will weigh you. You won't know. They will weigh. They just look at you smiling. Have you ever been in a place you never told anybody you were a Christian?
Yes.
After that, you just came and said, Pastor. Can you relate?
Yes, sir.
Also, I just say, Sister Tina. They have weighed you. They have checked you. There was no congregation. In fact, you did your best not to come off as a Christian. But I said, Sister Busayo. Your mind like, what's that? They have checked. Don't be naive. They've checked. They've checked. And they didn't check by looking at your face. They checked in the spirit realm. Don't be a lightweight. Don't be a lightweight. If it's as easy as that, Jesus, our Savior, prayed overnight. You can't have a revelation against prayer. You can't have any useful revelation against prayer. Our Lord, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Emmanuel, prayed that overnight. You can't have anything against prayer that will stand. You are a lightweight. Daniel was a man of the night, and he had prayed because he had mastered his gift, and he knew that prayer was a trigger for his gift. That anytime he prayed extensively and prayed intensely, he always entered into the power of his gift. You must know the trigger for your gift, because everybody is gifted by heavens. There are people that when they pray to a certain level, you see, because the gift will take the shape of the carrier. The gift will always take the shape of the carrier. For the same reason, Pastor, your laid hands on me and he prophesied over me and brought me into the prophetic community, but I don't prophesy like him. I can sit down to a person and I'll be laughing, and for 2 hours I'll be prophesying. 2 hours, and I'll be laughing. I say, okay, this one is the prophecy, this one is the wisdom, and I will prophesy. There are times I have sat with people and I was prophesying to them for 30 minutes and I was the only one who knew I was prophesying. They didn't know. They were saying, What we need to touch today is, how can I consistently operate like this with a level of assurance that I know what I need to do, what sacrifice is required when I am faced with a challenge like this, and I go in and I offer that sacrifice and I come back with result. Are you with me? Please, are you tracking now? That's where I'm going. I want a level of consistency in my result. Jesus said, when you go, when I sent you out 2 by 2, heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead. Jesus didn't say pray to cleanse them. He didn't say pray to heal them. Jesus said, do it. That means by will.
Yes, sir.
By your decision. Ah! Did you hear what Jesus said? That's too much power for one man. Are you with me here? Jesus said, heal the sick, cleanse the leper. He didn't say pray to me. I have given you the ability. And we defined ability in the first sense. What did we define ability as? The power. Come on, open your nose. The power and the skill. Come on. The possession of means and skill to what?
To do something.
Are you tracking now? Come on, read that thing out again.
Ability is the possession of means and skill to do something.
Is the possession of means and skill to do something. Somebody comes to you, we want to write a program. You just tell them, okay, give me to you tomorrow. For them, it's a big deal. For you, you already know if you really want to do, you can do it in 1 hour. But you tell them, so that they won't think your job is easy, you tell them to come next week. But you could have finished that work that same day. Skill means you know what to do. You are not thinking it. You can really start now without eating. You don't need Google to help you. A lot of computer programmers have the spirit of Google behind them. They are not programmers. They are Google grammars. Now, let me share a very, very powerful point. Give me Isaiah. I think it's Isaiah 26. I think it's Isaiah 26, 1 to 3.
Now, please follow me carefully. I want to show you. Are you there? Look at that scripture. In that day shall this song be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city. This is a song. We have a strong city. Salvation we God appoint for walls and bulwarks. Two. Open ye the gates. Open ye the gates. That what? The righteous nation that keepeth the truth will do what? They will enter in. Three. Trust ye in the Lord forever. Three. Thou will keep him. Who is this him? The righteous nation. Please stay with me. Thou will keep him in what? This righteous nation that has come in. Thou will keep him in perfect peace. Whose? Do you see that I'm always talking about? I say you put your mind on Jesus all the time. This is where I got it from. This is how I fuel my prophetic gift. Yes, you've heard it. But it won't change nothing. Whose mind is stayed on... Give me amplified. I'm going to show you something now. You must find the trigger for your gift. You see, everything you do in the marketplace must have a spiritual trigger. If you don't know what that trigger is, the day your competitors come, they will take you out of the market. Those ones with covenants before Satan, the day they come, they will take you out of the market. Pastor, you know what happened to me? And we're doing so well. Oga, find the trigger. You will guide him and keep him in perfect and constant peace. Whose mind? What is the mind there? Your what? Your inclination and what? What is inclination? Your disposition. Your something that would most likely come to you by default, like your default action. Do you know that for those of us who are public speakers, if you look at all our videos, you'll notice everybody has a way he moves his hands. Have you observed that? There's a way you talk, there's a way your gestures are, you know, are articulated, and there's a way you talk. Even if you are trying not to, it's your natural inclination. God is saying, put your heart and your mind in default mode settings on me. So that I can give you what? Consistent, give me that scripture. Consistent, and I can give you peace and constant peace. That will keep him in perfect peace. Whose inclination and character? Two things. It stayed on you. Let me explain this. So if I'm going in for a meeting, or there's something that is really pressing, as long as I'm disturbed, I will never be able to navigate that answer. So I have discovered that my emotions can be my enemy most of the times. The moment I find that I am not able to make rational decisions when I'm with you, I will start staying away from you. I'll be loving you on the internet, but I'll never stay in the same space with you. Because there are people that are coming to you, you really don't have the inclination to say no to them. They are just, it's just the way they are. They have this effect on you. So the moment I identify you like that, I will restrict your access to me. Because what happens is that my mind will become very dull. And I will not be able to hear God in certain areas again because of my emotional state. Your emotions can be stopping you from hearing God. We don't do ministry because we like it. We do ministry because we are sent. We don't go into a business because we like that business. We do it because we are sent. Because the day we are faced with a challenge, we will need to go back to the man who sent us and say, sir, these are the problems you are facing. And he will tell you, march on. Or stay action. How can you know what is in the heart of a man?
How can you know what is in the heart of a woman? How can you know the woman that has the ability to break bottle on her husband's head? You can't know at the beginning. You can't tell by looking at the face. How can you know a business partner that would dupe you and run away with your money? You cannot tell by looking at their faces. The only way is to stand in the realm of peace and watch out for fluctuations in the market. You are still not getting it. So when I pray, and this is where praying in tongues comes in. Give me Jude verse 20. I want to tie it down to this. There's one other scripture. Please, let me look for this one. I want to give you something. It's also in Isaiah. If you get Jude 20, put it up. Jude verse 20 is just one verse, one chapter. But ye beloved, build in up yourselves on your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost. Give me the Amplified. But you beloved, build yourselves up, founded on your most holy faith. That means faith has degree. There are degrees to faith. There are degrees and levels of perfection, even in faith. He says, make progress. Rise like an edifice, like a tall building. Higher and higher by what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Okay, one more scripture. Isaiah 28:11. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to his people, 12, to whom he said, hey, stay with me, don't lose it here. Go back to 12, to 11. This is the Old Testament background for tongues. He said, with stammering lips, when you pray into with stammering lips and another tongue, will God speak to his people? Are you still here? Do you understand that when you spend considerable time praying in the spirit, you may start out in faith and end with God talking to you? That's what somebody told you, that it's not by praying in tongues. That's the kind of person you felt inspired to follow on TikTok. Somebody that has lost it. It may be wearing castle, but he has lost it. If you don't know it, say you don't know it. Stop saying what you don't know. We talk in tongues. We cast our devil in tongues. What do you mean? Look at this. He said, we speak to his people. Look at verse 12. Quickly. To whom God said, this is the rest. To whom he said, this is the rest. Wherein you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. So the tongues are what? It is a strategy, a technology to bring me into the place of rest and to cause me to come into a place of what? Refreshing. When I pray in tongues, these are the experiences I must have. I may not know it in my body, but that is what happens in my spirit. So when I pray in the Holy Ghost, when I talk in tongues, I am walking up myself into a place where, concerning this decision I am about to make, I'm looking for the equilibrium. I'm looking for where I can test the reaction of the, we are in the lab now. We need to test the reaction and see what kind of antibiotic we need to give to this problem. So what am I looking for? I am praying till I get into that place where the Lord administers peace. He said, because that will keep him in perfect peace. The man whose mind is rested and stayed on him. So how do I know I have touched base with God? When God gives me peace, and one of the marks of that peace is that I will not be able to pray about that matter again, even if I want. want to, because I have entered into a state that is called rest. He said, this is the rest I spoke about. He said, this is the refreshing. So you are in the midst of crisis. Your business is crumbling. Something is wrong with your marriage. But you have prayed yourself into a point, and all you just have around is peace. What are you doing? Won't you do something? Won't you go out? And you just say, there's nothing. God says, peace. God says, peace. God says, peace. He said, for the Lord will speak peace to his people. Every time God speaks, he brings the messenger of peace. So when I am praying and I want to navigate into the realm of the prophetic, especially when I'm dealing with people that are not within my circumference, maybe as a pastor or as a prophet, these are the activities I engage in. I take my time, first of all, to make sure my mind is cast upon him. I behold his goodness. I see him as the giver of the gift. I know that every true intention must be validated by him for that thing to have any relevance in my life. I know. So I pray in the spirit as though I am offering a sacrifice unto him. I am praying in the spirit. The Bible says, let the lifting of your hands be as the morning, as the evening sacrifice. I am bringing my prayers. There are sacrifices for the watch hours of the evening. There are type of things you can do. The evening time is where you can bring forth your sacrifice. So I stand before him. There is no time. We are just here. I am waiting for a sign. I am waiting for an instruction. I am waiting for a signal. When Abraham stood before God and he said, you promised me a child. I am getting older. I am not seeing nobody. Why not bless my servant? And God said, bring a sacrifice. God told him to bring a sacrifice. God could have said whatever he wanted to say, but God said, bring a sacrifice. We have put the sacrifice on the altar. Because every time you want to cut covenant, there must be a sacrifice between both of you. So God was on this side of the covenant. Abraham was on this side of the covenant. And God, when it was time for Abraham had done his part, and when it was time for God to do his own part, the Bible says Abraham slept. He slept. It's not every sleep that is the sleep of death. Some will bring you the sleep of confirmation. You just walk into this, you meet this person for the first time, and you just know this is your wife. You don't even know her name. You don't know anything about her. But the energy of peace that was coming from that angle was so strong, you couldn't deny it. Say, this is my wife. Say, this is my husband. This business is mine. There are places you will write proposals to. You will be the ones following up with them. Alpha, Alpha. There are some places you don't know anybody. They will be the one calling you. We are still on it. Yeah. We are still on it. Because you have offered the sacrifice. Do you think you know where your clients are? You don't know nothing. There are spirits that know where your customers are. They are the ones that can bring them. You just have one post on your social media. They say, okay, I feel relaxed. Let's go to this way. They will be the one to chat you. Where's your address? Where's your office? We want to come see you. There are others that you will do presentations, talk to, you will even sell your leg and your kidney. Maybe they will come tomorrow. Meanwhile, it's a household. They will still go and buy somewhere else. There is this thing about being able to pray and texture your heart in the spirit to such a point that you are living in an atmosphere of peace. So that when you look, let me tell you something. That brother that I said I was training 2 days ago, that I gave a lesson, and he was looking at it, and I told the person, assign the name to this character. And he could not assign a name because he didn't really understand the question, but he had the name in his mind. Then I said, okay, let's call this person Linda. And the person was on the other end of the call, the video call, and he shouted, that was the name I wanted to give you. I said, I know. And he called somebody. That guy. Who is he? Sit down, say, he's a prophet. He's a pastor. I said, are you still in this meeting? He said, okay, let's round up. Can I shock you, Tina? I did not hear anything. When information flows at the spirit, at the speed of thought, you don't hear, you know. For the medicine, you can be prophesying to this person, then you stop, face this person, stop, go to that person, then come back, continue from this person. How are you able to do those things? You are already in a state that is, you see, the state of rest is elevated above the human race. The state of rest is something that God himself administers. It is the state of where he tells you, sleep, and I'll bring your wife to you.
That's what happened to Adam.
Yeah.
You can't job hunt. You don't know where the job is. You don't know where the job is. You don't know nothing. Listen to me. Listen to me. You must learn how to pull the trigger in the spirit. Because you are in the same market with forces, with powerful forces. You are in the market of people who are going to men. They go to church on Sunday, but on Monday they go to one baba somewhere and they collect grace powder. Those are the people you want to face in your office. See, it's not about how long you pray. Learn where. From you. You that have spiritual problem. You that if you look at your family history, you know the battle people are fighting. Say it's not by prayer. You. Why is prayer so effective? Because in the marketplace, once you can distill wisdom, you can distill power into an element you can transact with in the marketplace. Even the kings worship your God. When Daniel came out of the lion's den, the king said, "No God should be worshipped here again. No God. The God that can stop a lion's, the mouth of lions." Huh? The king threw Daniel inside that place and he could not sleep. Daniel slept. Daniel slept. Daniel was in a state of rest because he prayed before the trial came. He prayed before the trial came. Don't wait till the arrows have been fired at you. Keep an altar that is active with fire before God. If you don't know what to pray, listen to me. Pray in tongues. It doesn't matter if you know what you are praying about or not. Just keep praying. People want to always rationalize. I want to know what I'm saying. It's not every time. It's not every time. It's not every time. You are in the market with competitors,
yes,
who have spiritual backing. Don't kid yourself.
Yes,
we all know what we want to do in this. We know what this contract is about.
Yes, sir.
It's not about the pricing. It's about who we get it.
Yes, sir.
It is to somebody who is an outsider that what you do looks like something like out of this world. For those of you that are in the same, you can talk about it. Okay, we can do it. Like you are just sharing knowledge because it's what you do. It's what you do. So you are in the same market competing for the same thing, and you think, say, if it's the will of God, it is the will of God for you to go home and sit down, since you don't know what you are doing. Say, this is the rest that I have promised. Listen to me. Go, I've given you two things now. Go and develop a strategy to put your mind in a default mode setting of always resting and dancing. Do you know what I notice? I notice that any time I am able to do this successfully, sin has no power over me.
Yeah.
That for me to begin to lust or begin to wish for something, something else from the outside must come into my space and distract me. Come on, are you tracking now? I'm telling you how you can always know the mind of God. You will train your mind. I didn't say your heart. You will train your mind, your emotions, your will, your willpower, your imagination to dance around the Lord consistently. You may not even be doing anything serious. You may be in the class, you may be in the bus. Just your mind is just dancing. You are not far from His presence. You are just dancing in your mind. The thought of God fills your mind. Listen to me. You will be hearing God, you will be shocked. You will be hearing God, you won't believe it. You will hear things that you thought were you, then you will come down from God like, I just saw this thing.
Yeah.
You will know people's names, phone numbers, addresses, and you are not a prophet.
Yes, sir.
Don't need to go to any baba to wash your eye for that one. Just put your heart on Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And listen to me, because there are people who go about and say, the teaching ministry, everything is teaching ministry. Listen to me, there is no aspect of the fivefold that doesn't have miraculous.
Yes, sir.
Jesus was called rabbi and he worked miracle.
Yes,
Jesus was called rabbi, he raised the dead. There's no aspect, even if you are called as a teacher, you must work miracles. What are you talking about?
Preacher.
Paul said, when I came to you, I did not come with enticing words of my wisdom, but I came with evidence. Evidence. After I preach, and then I ask the blind to see, then I ask the deaf to hear. What are you talking about? Then I bring God's counsel to you, then I prophesy.
Yes, sir.
Don't be ordinary.
Yes, sir.
Don't be ordinary.
Yes, sir.
Refuse to be ordinary.
Hey.
Put your mind on Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Then synthesize. Listen to me. Say with me. When, oh my God. Listen to me. When I'm looking at a matter, huh?
when I'm looking at a matter that seems to be beyond me, I put that matter upon my heart before the Lord. Maretato sofla. In my mind's eye, I'm just looking at that thing. Rabia noto sofela nata shapreto se. Zach, I keep my mind open. I'm not thinking left or right. I don't know what God will say. I just put the matter before me. Zaya loto seya rasha lebada sote. Sometimes I get up, I go to the kitchen. Get warm water. I could be eating. Zaleto prosefedia. Sometimes subconsciously, you will just hear me speak out in tongues. But even when I'm not praying in tongues, in my heart, I'm on that matter. Zaletayo no sofe yara seba lidro sekamia. After 3 hours, it may be late in the night. God will just drop a thought. Call bro bimbo. That's your answer. That's your answer. I know you want to see Archangel, but that's your answer. Please, are you tracking with me? You see, but that information, if you stay at your current level and you don't synthesize that wisdom into an ingredient that can materialize in this realm, you will be there. You will feel like the answer is close to you, but it's far. You will know there's so, you will know God is saying something, but you can't really pick it out. The thing is dancing around you. Well, and that puts you in a more confused state. Put your mind on the Lord. Say, let this, he said, let the word of God dwell in your mind richly. This is something you must train and develop. You must gain mastery in this. You must gain mastery. In fact, one of the first commandments God gave Joshua, he said to be courageous. He said, let the word of God not what? Let it not depart from your mouth. So even when you are in the bus, you are in the office, you are going for a business meeting or a board meeting, as a fellow, no, say other, for I will lay gold as dust and the Almighty shall be my defense. You begin to, those are your incantations. You put them upon your mouth and you are muttering them underneath your breath. In the fallers, the Lord God is my defense. You are not sweating like somebody who has no hope. You are walking there. You are harmed with your scripture. For he will not leave my soul to rot in hell. Oh, but Lisa, you are muttering. You are muttering. You are muttering. He that lacketh wisdom, let him ask of the Lord who giveth freely and does not withhold. As I step into that place, I begin to speak by the mouth of Jehovah. I begin to spend from the pocket of Jehovah. I am going into this nation. I will not struggle like others. You begin to speak those words and begin to call forth the things that be not as though they were. Do your part and let God do his own.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't be childish.
Yes, sir.
Don't be a child.
Yes, sir.
God really sends, he does not send babies to war. It doesn't mean we are not fighting. We are in a battlefield. And you only get promoted when you go to war.
Yes, sir.
You can't become a general if you don't go to war.
Yes, sir.
You have to feel the what it means to be in the war zone. You have to feel it, what it means to fight. You have to come back with your scars. King David made a statement in Psalm 23. Let me round up here. He said, the Lord is my shepherd and I do not want. It was a statement of fact. It was something he had come to know. He said, how did I know that I will not want? Because he makes me. He causes me to lie down. When I feel I should speak, then he says, keep quiet. This is not the time of speech. Sleep now. Yeah, God, what will I do about my business? He said, he giveth his beloved sleep now. Rest first, rest first. Let the angels walk. Rest. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Listen to me. As long as you are agitated, you cannot step into the grace of God. As long as you are pressured, you will come out of the grace of God. It is not maybe or what, it will happen. The easiest way to track yourself into the mind and power of God is peace. Rest. See, this is the rest I've promised them. This is the rest I promised them. That with stammering lips, zip it all of us up. With stammering lips, I will bring rest. That's the vehicle for bringing rest. That's the vehicle for bringing peace.
Hallelujah.
Where's my wife coming from? Say with stammering lips. What's happening to my marriage? What's happening to my career? Say with stammering. I will bring you rest. I will bring you rest. He said, this is the rest I promised you. I will bring you rest. You will pray and get into that place where you actually just say, look, no matter is settled. He settled. He settled. Listen to me. If you pray in tongues consistently and extensively, listen to me. One of the things you will find is that the will of God will not be far from you. Do you think the kings of this earth, they care about your degree? They care about what you have that they've never been able to lay their hands on. Yes. Yes. Ecclesiastes says there was a wise man whose wisdom saved the city. And after he saved the city, he was abandoned. Listen. If you don't know how to play your game in the marketplace, if you don't know how to play your game, your wisdom will be borrowed. They will use it to expand. Huh? But because you are very humble, let me tell you one of the mistakes you make. You are too accessible to people. You are too accessible. When people come around you, they don't have a sense of timing. When they want to relax, they come to your house. Your house is not the place to relax. It's a place of strategy. We must be talking about kingdom matters. How to expand the frontiers of the kingdom. We are not here to talk about Arsenal may win. Look, listen to me. Arsenal is not your fan. You are the one claiming to be Arsenal's fan. That's why when they win, they don't share money and give you. How do I maintain this equilibrium in the spirit? I open up my spirit to specific type of songs. I know that songs are vehicles. They are transport systems. There are some buses that only take you to Ikorodu. If they get to Third Mainland, they will be arrested. They will tell you Keke can only operate in Mende and in some areas. If they find Keke on the express in Ikeja, that's it, it's gone. Can your transport system deliver you to God's presence? Are you worshiping or are you being entertained? Are you a worshiper or are you somebody that just likes good music? There's a difference. You see, you have to be selective. You have to be selective. Joseph knew that in Egypt, the men there keep beards. He knew you cannot stand before a king and not wear beards. He knew. And there's a shape, there's a particular shape. The king wants to see, say, please, I need a barber first. Oh yeah, shave, carve it well, oh. Not Jewish style. If I open a business today in Dubai, I will not wear this thing again. I'll go and buy jalabia. I'll wear a cap. You can take yourself out of the game by trying to prove nothing. We are from the kingdom of God. I represent my tribe. Hey, hello, stop it. Nobody knows your tribe. This is Dubai. Why didn't you stay in your village? Did we bring you here to tell us about your tribe? Dress up for the assignment. Be ready. When the king summons you, wear the best clothes. Kings don't respect poverty. No matter how much you think you want to look bad so that they will want to help you. If a king really wants to help you, he won't give you money, he will give you opportunity. It is your responsibility to look your best. Your own, not mine. Your own. I didn't say borrow money. I said it is your responsibility to look your best and be decent. The president of the nation was coming to, I don't know whether it was Ibadan, one church in Ibadan. Good luck, Jonathan. He was coming to a church and security men came in 3 days before to check everywhere. Pastor's office brought anti-bomb equipment. They checked everywhere. We don't know who is looking for the president. 3 days
Jonathan was only coming to spend 30 minutes. How much more God, who is mindful of you? Do you know there are angels positioned to take care of you? Do you really know that? But do you know that angels congregate around two things? Number one, the fear of the Lord and an atmosphere of worship. Rise on your feet.
Will you open to me? Open the floodgates of your mercy.
Listen, this song, when this church first started and would come for our choir rehearsals, we would sit in a circle and there was no rehearsal, we would just worship. This song, I received this song in one of those rehearsals. If you hear this song anywhere, they stole it from me. This song was not, please, can you find the wordings and put it on the screen? This song didn't come crafted. We were in a riaza just worshiping. In that meeting, people fall under the anointing, they speak it up, they prophesy. We were not, it was not, that's just the way we do riazas. Everything is so organized now. Listen, you must find what the scripture refers to as spiritual songs. Songs that come from the spirit. Those songs come in your moment of consecration, your moment of prayer and worship. Sometimes it will just, it may even be a song you know, but God will inspire it and it will just be the song of the moment. If I sing this song for 15 minutes, I can begin to prophesy for the next 2 hours. You must understand that there are keys into the palace. There's a strategy to enter God's presence. He said, come into my presence with praise and into my courts with prayer, with thanksgiving and into my courts with praise. There is a strategy for coming before God. Because if God is speaking to you, you must desire to hear him at the frequency he's talking.
My body and soul, say my body, my soul, will you open to me
the floodgates of mercy?
Your mercy today. Will you open to me? Open the floodgates of your mercy today. My body, my soul.
Voices become quiet. That's how you know you have started making progress. Don't worship God as an entertainer. Play low. So when you really want to worship God, you have to prepare, because you don't know when he's going to release you. You know, God doesn't get visitors all the time. So when you come, you must be ready. you must be ready. One of the reasons why we pray at night is because that is when most likely you will not get a phone call. You must be a lover of God's presence. The Bible said, and God blessed the house of Potiphar because of Joseph. Joseph was the carrier of an atmosphere. When you open to me, we want the floodgates.
My body,
my soul.